Making a difference in our community. This is Justin Konecny from 100 Men Who Give a Damn. Thanks so much for being an incredible fundraiser. Justin, my first question for you is, how does 100 Men Who Give a Damn work for anyone who's never been to a meeting?
So what we do is between the months leading up to a meeting, we have anybody who's a member of the organization, they can make nominations. So there's a couple ways you can do it. You can either just reach out to our 100 Men group email, or the website has a nomination page too. So if you have a charity in mind or a charitable organization that serves the community of Norfolk, you can put it through the web portal or through email. And just say, hey, this is a great organization. They're doing a lot of good things in the community. I'd like to see them receive some funding from us. So what happens then is they get invited to our meeting. We listen to three pitches per meeting from different groups, and then the group will vote on the winner.
Now, it seems like with this setting, you can help a wide range of groups here.
Absolutely. So it really opens the door to you know, we have a membership of just over 100 men in our group right now. So a lot of different insights from, you know, people who a lot of the times I hear, well, we didn't even know this existed out there. And what's nice about it, too, is even if that charity doesn't win, at that meeting, they're always invited back. And it also shines a spotlight on them, too, because I get at every meeting where people go, I didn't even know that was something that was in our community. What a great initiative. And they kind of go out and find ways to help out outside of our group as well. So it really shines a light on really what's out there for us to support in our community here.
Why do you think it's so important to have something like this, like 100 strangers coming together to support a cause?
So it's a really good way to network with the you know, different people in our community. It's a very diverse group. We have everybody from, you know, people who are retired, who are business owners in the community, and people who are new to the community too. So it's a great way to come out, get together with some of the guys, and build your network in the community a little bit. Every meeting we have a cash bar there too, so you know, you can sit down and have a drink after the meeting's done, and just get to know the people who are in your community. So I think it's important that we do that, and it helps build those relationships in the community too, so that we can help support these initiatives that help us grow together. So,
any moment that really stands out for you so far?
Yeah, I think one of the ones that really stands out to me is just recently in one of our last couple of meetings, we had the group had voted to receive or send funding to the Campfire Circle, or it was Camp Trillium out in Waterford. So when we did that, we went with Brandon Wagner, was one of our members. He had nominated it, and they ultimately ended up winning at that meeting. We went out and actually saw the facilities they have there. So what they do is they provide a camping experience and support to kids suffering with cancer, diagnosed with cancer. And just seeing the things that they put together and how amazing that group is there, the supports they give to families and the networks they help them build to help support people through that process. And just the, you know, the experience of a camp that they give to these kids is just phenomenal. So we actually went, when we brought the donation, we actually did a tour of the facilities there too. And it was really eye-opening to see that things like this are right in our community. And that was a really big one for me. I think it's really important that we have that here and we keep that going. And it does a lot of good for people who need it. So
thank you so much. You can hear from our other fundraisers at norfolktoday.ca.